wasn't with the shin or with the regal. So even the first time he pays whole damages if someone digs a bale. And then when another person or a shayah falls in and gets hurt, so the one who dug the bayah has to pay. If somebody deposits a bonim sakhini masoi in the vicious rabbi, as another person passes by and falls and he gets hurt, so the one who left the obstacle, the stone or the knife, so he has to pay. That's the magic of the... So after, so is higher. And that's the parsha mishpatim v'lo yishmerenu. So in other words, if some that a person, a person owns is a mazik and he is negligent, and because of his neglect, so there is damage caused to another person, so he has to pay. So now loches. Momin ha-mazik, odom ha-mazik. Masha'im came in Burubasra in the first period and especially in the second period. We do not discuss damages. Not mazik, the mazik that was already done, where he has to pay to compensate. Reimburse the person for the damage he sustained. Here we discuss another kind of mazik, restraining the mazik, before it is done. Once it is done, there is no damages for his claim. No person in the world can demand damages because you watched. Or it's too bad, he watched. So he did something wrong. But he cannot collect money. It's not a mazik that is high with Hashem. But there is a mazik of Bologaste. That's the mazik of Shem. The mazik of overcoming is not the mazik of shame. So you don't have to be shocking in order to be mazik. You just can arrive from Australia and just live and do the payer here in Chicago. So it's not the mazik of shame. It's a mazik who was given helps at moment. Whether it was done by shocking or not by shocking, it doesn't make any difference. But then there is the mazik of shame. Mazik of Shechemi means that one Shochem has a schus to be restrained, to restrain the other Shochem from doing something on his own premises that is likely to result in certain hezek to him. So in other words, that's the rights of contiguous neighbors. These halachas, the rights of contiguous neighbors, are discussed primarily in the second parak of the Yachpeh. All of the Yachpeh deals with the rights of Shechem. Hilchas Niski Shechem. You see the Rambam? So, the halachas of overcoming, he discusses Hilchas Niski Momen, or Hilchas Rebu Mazik. The halachas of Bolobasre, of Ashutvin, or the Yachpeh, he doesn't discuss Hilchas Niski Momen. Where did he discuss that? In Hilchas Shechem. Because that's a different kind of a mazik. And it's not only that in Hilchas Shechem, the Rambam discusses the restraining rights of that one shochem has against another shochem. But as far as this Shechem are concerned, so there are certain hezekim, there are certain nizokim that in Murakame, they're not considered mazik. For example, if somebody causes damage, monetary damage, that's a mazik in overcoming. But could anyone, let's say if somebody maintains on his premises a certain kind of animal that emits a very bad odor, let's say he maintains his camp on his premises, and that emanates a very bad odor to all the contiguous neighbors, and he did it, let's say, for 10 years. Can the other neighbor call him to demand damages? Mommy couldn't demand damages. There is no such mazik in Chiyuv Tashlumin, but that's Riacha. So he could call him to the Torah and restrain him from doing it, but he cannot demand any Tashlumin for what was already done. This is not the kind of mazik in Burakameh. It is not mentioned in the parashim Mishpatim. of Mazik Molchani. The parasha in Mishpatim deals with Mazik that can be translated in terms of dollars and cents. So he ben Chayu b'chaver. So he's b'chuyeh, nezek, tzar, hippu, shemes and nations. So it's a kind of a hezek that can be translated in terms of dollars and cents. Masha'im kein reyacha, or let's say, reyacha, let's say, of somebody maintains a misakise, and that emits a very bad odor to the neighbors. So there is no tashlumin, but he can force him out the best to restrain him, to remove that thing that emits the reyacha, or oshon, smoke. So oshon could be a basis for a chiyuv of mazik mamesh. Let's say if it made him sick, let's say the smoke made him sick, and so then it could be a basis for tashlumin mamesh also. But when the Gemara in Bava Basra discusses oshon in Yachbeir, so it's not tashlumin for the hezek that resulted from the oshon, from the smoke, but is the right to restrain a neighbor from being mazki. So in other words, niski shreim do not consist davke in something that is reducible to dollars and cents. Any nuisance, let's say, if somebody maintains on his premises something that is a nuisance to his neighbors, any yochem nishe, mikorah lefnosim kelayitzi. So in other words, one cannot open up a store on his premises, and then all the shoppers, all the customers will be coming in, and they will not let any one of the neighbors to sleep there. That's not the kind of mazik for which he can win money. I can't sleep, all right? Even if on account of not sleeping, so he became sick, all right? So then it will be a shayla whether he can collect money. But suppose he didn't become sick, he just feels very uncomfortable. That's not the mazik of Bava Kamma, but that's the mazik of Niski Shrei. So hezek hriya shmei hezek, what kind of mazik is it? It's only a mazik of Niski Shrei, but it's not the mazik of Tashom. Now, so what is there? Now, the question is, this aloha of the schus of Niski Shrei to restrain another shofar from maintaining the mazik. And mazik doesn't mean dafke, something that results in monetary damage. A mazik can be reyacha, it can be hezekriya, what kind of monetary damage is there in hezekriya? He doesn't like that the other fellow watches his private tashmishim, all right, so he doesn't like. But it could not be reduced in terms of dollars and cents. He couldn't demand any tashmishim. So it's a mazik in the sense of being a nuisance, when the other fellow watches you. What? Your private tashmishim. So that's a mazik from the point of view of Niski Shreim, but it's not a mazik from the point of view of Niski Tashlumin. So the question is, this halacha that the shofar has a right to force to be kaveh for another shofar to be restrained in any nuisance or in any mazik. So is it a deraisa or is it a rabbah? So all the rishayim, and the Bir Hadroi Cheshmishpet Simon Kufnei Sifkot Nches. So he says, Israel. All the rishayim say Israel. Only the Mabit in Kiryas Sefer and the Rambam, he says it's Takanas Chacham. But all the rishayim say it's Israel. Now the question is, where is the Deraisa mentioned? You cannot say that the Deraisa is the parasha in Mishpatim, because the parasha in Mishpatim does not discuss Niski Shrei. The parasha in Mishpatim discusses Chiyuv Tashlumin. Chiyuv Tashlumin. So, but now in Niski Shrei we have two kinds of Niski Shrei. We have Niski Shrei, let's say, like the Mishnah says on Yachter. And then, some where it's clean, let's say, and the upper story, somebody has a storehouse of food. So the one who occupies the lower story apartment is not allowed to open up, let's say, bakery, because the heat of the bakery will do harm to the parents in the itself. So in such a case, of course, supposing that and there is damage to the parents of the itself, so it's Chayim Tashlumin. It's Chayim Tashlumin because of Eish, because of the Aluches of Abo Misnizikin. But here the Mishnah doesn't discuss the Indian of Tashlumin. That has nothing to do here on the Yahweh. Here the Mishnah discusses the right of the occupant of the upper story apartment who has a storehouse with storage, who maintains storage on the upper floor, to restrain the occupant of the lower story apartment from doing something that will result in damage. But this is the kind of hezek that is included in the Parsha Mishpatim 2. Now, so suppose someone makes a fire on his premises, and then the fire spreads and burns the godish of somebody else. So it's chayav to pay. But was he even a nisa also, or he was not even a nisa? Maybe he was not even a nisa. Maybe the whole aloche of nizikin, of abor, this nizikin is only a chayav tashlum, that if somebody has a shame, and the shame is mazik, or the keren, or the shame, or the rego, so it's chayav to pay. But there is no nisar of keeping the share. But he has to know that he's responsible for any damage that is caused. But suppose someone will say, I'm ready to pay everybody who becomes damaged by my share, but I insist upon the right of maintaining the share. He cannot do that. So the Rambam says, So the Rambam says that Niski Momen does not only imply a loch of chayav tashlum. It's a misaot. It's not that if somebody has a share and the share is mazik, so he has to pay. He's not allowed to be negligent in the maintenance of a mazik. It's not only if somebody digs a bay and then somebody falls in, or somebody lives in an impediment, an obstacle, a stone in the street, and then somebody gets hurt, so he has to pay. That's something else. He has to pay, but he's not allowed to maintain the mazik. Where is that isa of mazik mentioned? Now, this the Rambam mentions in the Chesniski Mami, because that's not an isa of Niskishchein. If it had been an isa of Niskishchein, then the Rambam would mention this aloche in the Chesniskishchein, not in the Chesniski Mami. The Rambam mentions it not in Niskishchein, he mentions it in the Chesniski Mami. So apparently this isa has to do with the nizikin of the Bakana. Where is that mazik mentioned? So the answer is, when the Torah says, in Mishpat, when the Torah says, so that has reference to the case where Ishei Ramuhet, God, the human being, killed him. So, So then he has to pick Kefir. And what is the Kefir? The Kefir is Kapor. There's a Machlekes, but we pass him that Kefir is Kapor. Kapor for what? For the Ma'is Aveira. What Aveira did he do? He didn't kill anybody. He had the Sheva. The Sheva killed. What Ma'is Aveira? And then the Torah says it's a ball of humus. What does it mean? Humus? B'dei Shamayim. It doesn't mean well. So humus B'dei Shamayim? The Lorona Shakosuva in Kenizia, I mean, there couldn't be a human being in B'dei Shamayim without an Aveira. Without an Aveira, there couldn't be any human being in Shamayim. True, the Torah says in Kefir Yushasolot, V'nosan Pidi Nafshi Chohashem Yushasolot. So the Kefir removes the human being in B'dei Shamayim. Suppose it doesn't pick Kefir. Suppose it doesn't pick Kefir. Somebody has a shame and the shame kills a human being. So he has to pick Kefir. He doesn't pick Kefir. Is he chayav mitzvah b'shamayim or not? So the Rashbam in Chumash here, this pasuk says, in Kefir Yushasolov, in Mushir Misa Kefir, Nifta mitzvah b'shamayim, Aber in Mushir Yimara Yuchayav mitzvah b'shamayim. This is what the Rashbam says. The Lesre says, Gamrol of Yumos, Rohu hoyu liyois, חיוב מיסי משמיים. אלו שאין מחויב משום שהוא מחויב כיף. So, למחרים כדי שאין רשבם עם לבן עזר. הכל כדי רשבם, גם ביום פימוס מיס, זמן יש חיוב מיסי משמיים. But, כיף היו שסור לו, ונוס את פעילה שבה שיהיו סור לו. So, the תשלום of the כיפר, takes off the חיוב מיסי משמיים. But if he doesn't pay the כיפר, he remains מחויב מיסי משמיים. הכל כדי לבן עזר, גם ביום פימוס מיס, he should be chayav mitzvah shemayim, except that the chiyuv of the kefir takes off the chiyuv mitzvah shemayim. But if there hadn't been a chiyuv kefir, then he would be mechuyav mitzvah shemayim. Anyway, according to the Rashbam, his man is mechuyav mitzvah shemayim, even now. Because only the tashlumim of the kefir takes off the chiyuv mitzvah shemayim. The tashlumim of the kefir. And even according to the Rashbam, his man is chayav if he doesn't be kefir. Even according to the Menezre, if there hadn't been a chiyuv kefir, he would be mechuyav mitzvah shemayim. So, certainly there is ma'is aveira. What ma'is aveira? What ma'is aveira? The answer is the ma'is aveira. So Reb Chaim says that the Mishnerenu implies an isa also. It's not, the Mishnerenu does not imply only a woman being that if he doesn't watch the shemir, and then the shemir goes, so the owner is chayav. It implies that too. But the Mishnerenu implies in my Sabir also. In other words, he's mechuyev to watch. And if he doesn't watch, he's not valiant. If somebody has a shayir, and he's neglectful in watching the shayir, he's a chayitay. He's a chayitay. But it also implies in Momundi, a chiyuv. He's responsible. So the Mishnerenu implies two things. First of all, that it's also not to watch. In other words, it's a nisar to be negligent in not taking sufficient care over the mazik that is in his possession, and then that he's responsible. That if any has any results, so he has to pay. But even though this Mishnerenu is mentioned in connection with the sheikh who kills a human being, so the answer is, as far as the aver of Mishmerenu is concerned, it doesn't make any difference whether the Shea just hurt someone or it killed someone. There is a distinction in the Chayla aver. If the negligence resulted just in damage to someone, in physical injury to someone, not the death of a human being, so then the aver is not so great, so there is no Chayla missing Mishmerenu. Mashenken, if the negligence resulted in the death of someone, so then he is either chayav mitzvah shemayim or he should be chayav mitzvah shemayim according to Eben Ezra. But if lo yishmerenu implies a ma'is aveira in the case of a sheir who kills, so it implies a ma'is aveira in the case of a sheir who just hurts, who injures, who causes damage to someone. So in other words, lo yishmerenu implies a ma'is aveira. So that's the Rambam. When the Rambam says, מפני שעושה הוא לא גם מחזיק או נשאר לו ממה שאיזיק, אף הוא ביטל מלא זה עושה, where is the Issa? The Issa is an Issa of Mishmerenu. But it goes without saying that when can you not believe that an Issa of Mishmerenu? That is only if there is his real mazik. He is a mazik that causes damage, monetary damage, above his mizikim. A Hashem, Abay, Abamav, Abayever. So then it can come with the Pasuk of Mishnah, because Mishnah is mentioned in connection with the magic of monetary damage. But Mishnah does not apply to the kind of magic like Kutre, or Reacha, Oshon, or Reacha, or Hezekiah. I mean, that's not Miyonet of Mishnah. Mishnah applies only to a magic who causes monetary damage, but not to a mazik like Kutre or Reacha or Hezekiah. So where is the mocking in the Torah for a mazik that that does not cause any monetary damage like Hezekiah or Kutre or Reacha? Now there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says in Sanhedrin that says that Zion obeys. The Gemara says, "Benishu b'nochem u'bin gireh, u'shpatet en tzedek, benishu b'nochem u'bin gireh, omar av yudeh afir u'bin bay Yisrael, u'bin gireh, omar av yudeh afir u'bin tano mikrai." So the Rach in Sanhedrin, in explaining the Gemara, what it means from tano mikrai, that means hachokas nizokim of shrei. The Mishnah says that chof liyachdia, that one cannot maintain, let's say, a bakery in an upper story that someone has an eitzah. So in other words, the binochel b'gir afil b'bayis b'gir afil b'bayis la'aliyah, om ravid afil b'bayis la'aliyah, u b'gir yom ravid afil b'tano l'kirai. The achokes. Of the bias to Aliyah. In other words, that you cannot maintain the bakery if in the upper floor there is an Eitzel of Peres. So that's been bias to Aliyah. What does it mean? That this pasuk of Ushmatet and Tzedek Benishi Benochev Ubegele implies a schus that a neighbor has to restrain the other neighbor from maintaining a mazik. And it doesn't have to be dafke mazik in the sense of monetary damage. It can be a mazik in the sense of a nuisance. So reacha is a mazik in the sense of a nuisance, and kutre oshon is a mazik in the sense of a nuisance. That comes, one neighbor has a schus to force another neighbor not to smoke in his presence. He has a schus. Because that's oshon, that's kutre. That's not a mazik in Ovakame. I don't think that somebody could bring it in Torah against another person who kept on smoking unless he can show that he caused that the smoking of the other neighbor caused the brought about a lung disease. So then he can demand damages. But suppose he didn't cause a lung disease. So he couldn't demand any money. But it's a mazik in Ovakame because of Kutre. So that's the mazik of Niskishrei. So in other words, so when the Rishonim say that Niskishrei, Chokas Niskishrei is the Raise, where is the Mokir in the Torah against Niskishrei? There's the Posik of Ushvatet and Tzedek Ben Ishi Ben Ochi Ben Gerei Afu Ben Bais La'aliyah U Ben Tanu L'Karai. So Achok, but that's a different kind of mazik than the mazik of Mokano. The mazik of Mokano also implies in Israel. The Rishonim, apart from the Chiyuv Tashlumin, it implies an Issah. But that Issah is only Shayach when you are Mazik, when there is monetary damage. But Kutre Reacha Hezekiah, that does not involve any monetary damage, but it comes within the Aloch of Niskishchein. Any nuisance that is maintained by one neighbor, so can be restrained. Because of the Aloha, that's his Shchushchein. That's the Aloha of Ushpat and Tzedek B'nishim Yiloch Migere. Now the Gemara in Gorbasre, the Mishim Gorbasre, that Cho says that one is not allowed to maintain in the Bayis, in Achtei, a bakery, if in the upper floor there is an Eitzah, there is a storage for payers, because of this Shchushchein. Now the Gemara has an Abaya. Suppose, but if He opened up the bakery first, then the other fellow opened up his storage house on the upper floor, so he cannot demand it of the occupant of the lower floor to close up the bakery, because he was kidding. So when was he at that school, only Yitzhak is kidding, not even the Nachtim is kidding. So Abaye has an Abaye, Davchov, in Robaste. Suppose the occupant of the upper apartment made the preparations for an Yitzhak, but he didn't turn it into storage houses yet. And then, after he made the preparations for an Yitzhak, So the occupant of the lower apartment wants to open up a bakery. Can he be restrained or not? Can the occupant of the upper apartment restrain him? So it's a minor initiative. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. How do we pass? Like this, he liberalizes the chumah. But in one way, so we say sofik. Sofik moment is a lot, because I'm eating chaverei all over Raya. So the Rambam passes the chumah. That he can stop him from opening up the baker. And the Rosh says, since it's a Bible Yivshete, so it's Sofik Lomen, so it's Nikole. So it's a Mitzim Chaver or a Baraye. So the Goh is in Kukmilei, si Oishe, so he explains it. He says, they both agree that the Achokas Nizokim is the Raisa. And that's the reason as the Rambam says, that it's Lechumre, because Svekele Reis is Lechumre. Why does the Rosh say that it's Sofik Gumu Roku? Because of Ameitzim Chaveirei, all of Arai. This is how the Goh explains Machlekes between the Rambam and Rosh. Now what's the Machlekes? So it seems from the Rambam there is a Raya Brure, that the Posik Ushvatem Tzedek Benishi Yochum Begirei implies two things. First of all, it's chus that the shochem has to restrain the other shochem from maintaining a mazik, a nuisance. A mazik. But does it also imply a nisan? Maybe just as it's chus, but it's no avera. Now, when a person, let's say, maintains a nuisance on his premises, So the other neighbor has his schools to restrain. But suppose he doesn't restrain. Is he allowed to maintain such a nuisance? If it is a mazik of monetary damage, then he's able to use of Ishmael. But suppose he maintains a different kind of nuisance, Relacha, Oshon, something like that. So does the pasuk of Ushvatet and Tzedek Benishi Menachem Mudele imply a nisa also, or just his schools? So apparently, from the Goh it appears that both agree that there is a Nisa. Both agree that there is a Nisa. But the Rosh it is that the schus doesn't emanate from the Nisa. And whereas the Rambam shit is that the schus emanates from the Nisa. So maybe we cannot say, I'm Nisim Chadir Olvaray. So the Rosh it is true that the Pasuk Ushvatem Tzedek Benishi Menachem Megirei implies two halachas. First of all, and Nisya and Nisarase, Ushvatem Tzedek Benishi Menachem Megirei, Afilu Bin Vais Lalilo, Ubin Tano Vikiro. So that's a Nisya, that we cannot maintain the Mazin Kovinsky Shreim. And it also implies a schus, but the schus does not emanate from this. It's two separate things. So Mele, in order to restrain somebody, so it's like holding a moment, schusim, b'yom b'chaveri, so amitzim chaveri olo b'raye. Here's the proof. Masha'im kein, the Rambam holds that this schus emanates from Yisa. So in regard to Yisa, we have to say, Svekele Reis Lechumre. Some Mele, he has to be Malachik. So it's Svekele Reis Lechumre. Anyway, so we see that the two separate parashas, one parasha is a Mazik of Miskit Hashem. So that's the parasha in Shpotim of Rishmeret. And Rishmeret itself also implies Nisa. God, there is a Chiyuv Tashlumim also. And then there is another pasuk of Shvat and Tzadik Benishim Nochem Benigelei after being by Yisrael Lino. That's a schus of Nisi Shchemi. But we see that according to the Rambam, it doesn't only imply schus, it also implies a Nisa also. And the schus emanates from Nisa. Whereas, according to the Rosh, the schus is independent of Nisa. It might involve a Nisa, but the schus is independent of Nisa. So Mele, in order to restrain somebody, so we apply the halacha of Hamitzim Chaverola.
Shri Brazen Baba Bas resigned, Elohi Tov Shalom, August 3rd, 1970.